White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad is shopping for a new fleet of locomotives. And Channel Construction is sending a barge to Haines on Friday to pick up scrap metal. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. The Haynesboro Finance Committee met Tuesday to discuss a proposal to designate a portion of construction costs for public municipal buildings to pay for public art installations. The idea came from Haynes resident Carol Tyneman, the executive director of Alaska Arts Confluence. It is based on Alaska's 1% for art program. In 1975, the Alaska legislature passed a statute requiring that 1% of the construction costs of public buildings be designated for installing permanent artwork. The statewide program only applies to buildings that are frequently used by the public that receive state funding, such as schools. At the meeting Tuesday, the Finance Committee discussed which types of local public construction projects should include public art. Assemblymember Brenda Josephson said she would be very frustrated as a taxpayer if there was a requirement to put art on facilities such as sewer plants. Borough staff will draft an ordinance for the proposal to present to the Borough Assembly. The committee recommended that 1% for art only apply to construction projects that cost $250,000 or more. They also recommended a cap for the amount that could be spent on public art for a single municipal project. A barge is coming to Haines to pick up scrap metal this week. Channel Construction's CCI-401 barge will leave Juneau tomorrow and arrive at the Lutac dock in Haines on Thursday night. They will pick up city scrap on Friday. Channel Construction is coming to collect metal from the Haines Highway project. They are not under contract with the borough, but Will Tonsgaard from Channel Construction estimates they will take about 50 tons of cars and scrap from the Haines borough. The CCI-401 barge has a 5,000-ton capacity. Residents will not have access to the Lutac dock to drop off materials. Channel Construction will set up free inspection and pickup for residents on a case-by-case basis. Public Facilities Director Brad Ryan says junked cars stack up in Haines. He estimates there are a few hundred in the area. Channel Construction will take junk vehicles without titles as long as they are processed first. That means transmissions, coolant, oil, and gas must be drained. There may be no propane, batteries, or trash in the vehicle. To set up a free inspection or pickup, call 789-0200. The municipality of Skagway is trying to figure out how to prevent residents from blocking the city's pathways with junk and debris. In a memo to the mayor and borough assembly, Skagway permitting official Shane Ruprecht said that the borough has no penalty for anyone cluttering a municipal right-of-way. There's also nothing written in code that would hold people responsible for removal costs. That means the borough would foot the bill. The memo says sometimes it is unclear where private property stops and municipal rights of way begin, particularly in alleys. The Skagway Borough Assembly will hold a public hearing this week on proposed amendments to municipal code that would hold residents responsible for junk and debris blocking municipal paths. The meeting will be held in assembly chambers at 6:30 p.m. on Thursday. You can stream it live on our website, khns.org. White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad is overhauling its railway service to keep up with the growing number of visitors to Skagway. According to White Pass Strategic Planning Director Tyler Rose, the renovations include a turning loop and a pair of passing sidings between the summit and Skagway.
We've created just under a mile-long loop at the top, so we no longer have to stop and disconnect locomotives. We can just continue on that loop. In addition to that, with two passing tracks, one at roughly 14 mile and another roughly 4 mile, we're able to run trains in a circuit so that it's no longer all four of those summit trains head up at the same time and all four come back down at the same time. They'll be able to pass, and that continuous motion will allow us a greater opportunity for more departures for passengers.
In addition, the company is refurbishing its train cars and locomotives. Hamilton Manufacturing in Washington is currently sprucing up 10 cars with new paint. The company is also carrying out a rebuild of White Pass's steam engine 73. The steamer will undergo testing this winter and will be shipped back to Skagway to enter service in June. White Pass is also shopping for a brand new fleet of locomotives. Rose says that the current fleet doesn't suit the future needs of the company.
They've been well maintained by our staff for quite some time, but we're at a point where in order to meet the increased capacity and have greater durability, that we're looking towards some different options for new locomotives. You know, we're taking some time in this process to make sure that it doesn't only meet our power needs, but also the aesthetics.
Meanwhile, the railroad continues work on permitting to construct two floating platforms called mooring dolphins at the end of the railroad dock. Moorages will accommodate larger cruise ships. Rose anticipates that construction will begin in early February. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also check us out on the NPR One app and Stitcher.